Hi there, and welcome to Come All Ye, folk music coming to you from 2MCE Community Radio in the central west of New South Wales, 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange. I'm Bruce Cameron. It's a fairly cold day today in my part of the world, so what better way to start the program than a murder ballad? This is authentic, apparently. I'll tell you about it at the end.
Near a little country schoolhouse in the county known as Wayne, was down in Pond Creek Bottoms, one day a man was slain. He was riding on the highway to see about some grain, when they shot him from an ambush. Carl Sheldon was his name. Now little did he know, that morn he started out, these hoodlums would be waiting there along this murder route. He had no one to warn him, he feared no rude man's harm. As he drove his Jeep that morning, worked down on the farm, he left his dear old mother in sorrow there alone, living down near Marion in her little country home. May the angels hover over her, for she hasn't long to stay. In hopes she'll meet her darling in a better world someday. Seat Fairfield, they could not find the bill, but we all know that it's not right our fellow man to kill. They even shot him when he fell and left him there to die. Someday this mystery will be solved in the courthouse in the sky. Had four loyal brothers, two sisters and a wife. To mourn his sad departure the day they took his life. In Maple Hill they laid him so peacefully there at rest. But his presence, it still lingers with the ones that knew him best. He left his dear old mother in sorrow there alone, living down near Marion in her little country home. May the angels hover over her, for she hasn't long to stay. She'll meet her darling in a better world someday.
Well, I do hope so. That's a singer-songwriter from southern Illinois named Chris Valillo. The song was The Death of Carl Sheldon. The Sheldon Gang was active in Little Egypt, a fair while ago now. Little Egypt is a region in southern Illinois. The album is called Forgotonia, and it's interesting. The title of the album is interesting. The name, this is Chris Valillo writing, the name Forgotonia first came to western Illinois in 1972 when 16 counties declared the creation of the independent nation of Forgotonia in protest at the lack of tax dollars returning to the region. The plan was to secede from the Union, declare war on the United States, immediately surrender, and then apply for foreign aid. To everyone's surprise, the story was picked up by the national media and it worked. Well, I don't know about the declaring war. Anyway, Chris Vellillo is an archaeologist and that's what brought him to that region. And he said when the funding that was requested started coming in, he said it was like stepping back in time 40 years. America's heartland, Forgottonia in southern Illinois. Welcome to Come All Ye. Nice to have you along. We'll do a bit of family history now. The next two tracks come from an album called Singing My Family Tree by Jackie Luke and her partner Greg Wilson. Jackie Luke is a fourth generation New Zealander, although she's lived in Australia for a long time now. She says, on the 22nd of June 1841, a ship called the Oriental set sail for New Zealand, pausing briefly to pick up passengers at Plymouth. Among the emigrants were many of my forebears who would go on to settle the beautiful region of Taranaki, a lush green landscape dominated by a majestic snow-capped mountain and steeped in Maori legend. My Cornish great-grandfather would later put down roots in Taranaki as a military settler, and in 1881, one branch of a family would leave everything they'd known in Staffordshire and journey to this new land. This album is a musical canvas of my father's family history. And for each generation, she's chosen a particular piece of music. We'll start with a tune composed by Andy Davey, who's a Cornish musician and composer. This is The Hole in the Harper's Head. Jackie Luke writes, William Luke, born in Redruth in Cornwall in 1809, was part of the 19th century Cornish diaspora. William Luke Sr. immigrated to South Australia in 1849 and worked in the Kapunda copper mines. And she found this piece of music, or this excellent tune, on an album by the group Bucca, B-U-C-C-A. She plays hammered dulcimer and her partner plays harp on this instrumental piece. Then we'll go on to a song called Captain Swing. The mysterious Captain Swing headed a series of riots in 1830 which swept across England's southern counties. It's very likely these events would have been witnessed by some of Jackie Luke's forebears. Graham Moore composed this song, and they follow it with a song that, or a tune that follows lots of songs because it fits. It's called Speed the Plough. So, two tracks from Jackie Luke and Greg Wilson from the album Singing My Family Tree.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Thank you. That's the end of that. That's a group called Mr. Clof, K-L-O-F. They're from France. I suppose there's some significance in the spelling of Clof. If you spell it backwards, it's F-O-L-K. We heard Scottish, spelt that way, Scottish Oliver Peton, and then Meatballs Whiskey and Beer, a track from their album called Octopus. Mr. Clof plays music from the Auvergne, particularly Morvan areas in France, as well as Breton, some Breton music on this album as well. Interesting stuff. Haven't played anything from that album for a little while, so making amends today. This is Come All Ye with Bruce Cameron on 2MCE. After the next track, we'll have a go at the featured album on the program today. It's a bit of English country dance music. But the next track is called Zubin El Ganoubi. Pardon? Yes, Zubin El Ganoubi. That's the name of a boat which took its name from the twin star in the constellation Libra. There you go. The significance of the song? Well, it was written by the fellow who's going to sing it for us, Jim McGrath.
Come all of you good people and listen unto me. I'll tell you of a tragedy that happened on the sea. On the 18th day of January as the sun went down, Zubin El Ganoubi sailed out of Newport now. She was newly built and fitted, seaworthy it was said. Her skipper was Steve Goodwin from out of Marblehead. He was able, strong, confident, he fished for 20 years. Like all brave souls upon the sea, he had respect. Fisherman's life was a life for me. I made my living out on the sea. Some call me fool, some call me brave. Now I rest in a watery grave. Aside from Captain Goodwin, the crew did number three. There was Newport's own Steve Kelly, a fine young man was he. Steve Haynes, Candace Stewart, oh, they made up the crew. They hauled the traps far off the shore with the pleasures they had. And they headed for Nantucket on a week to 10-day trip. On south the winds did howl, the barometer did dip. And the winds, they lashed about all off New England shore. After 10 days out, he heard not one word. A fisherman's life was a life for me. I made my living out on the sea. Some call me fool, some call me brave. Now I rest in a watery grave. The tides that kept on changing and two storms came and went. The winds lashed out fury on destruction they were bent. All we in our warm houses, we waited for some news. There came no word, no message of that boat or her crew. Finally Goodwin's wife, all on the 18th day, no longer could she stand, no longer could delay. She called upon the Coast Guard to search the ocean wide. And north to south and east to west, oh, nothing was their spy. Whatever was the fate of that boat or her crew, will perhaps never be known to the likes of me or you. But we'll drink now unto them wherever they may be. All brave souls will risk their lives along the raging sea. A fisherman's life was a life for me. I made my living out on the sea. Some call me fool, some call me brave. Now I rest in a watery grave. A fisherman's life was a life for me.
Two Jim McGrath from, I think, Rhode Island, or Maine, perhaps. An album of maritime songs, mostly, called Red Right Returning. The song, the Zubanel Ganubi, the boat and the story are real, he assures us. He wrote it, but it's true story. And once again, Zubanel Ganubi is the name of a star in the constellation Libra. I'm going to tell you all about the featured album. Are you aware of the Hadron Collider? Good. Well, ignore that, because this band is called Bosun Higgs, English Country Dance Band. Bosun Higgs, not Higgs Bosun. Bosun Higgs, English Country Dance Band. Five fine musicians with lots of years' experience, and their passion is English country dance music. Fair enough. What it says on the tin, you might say. They are Carly Rose, she's on percussion. Keith Holloway plays melodeons. Neil Gledhill plays bass saxophone. We've heard Neil Gledhill on the program before. He was a member of the Old Swan Band. I've played some of their music in the past. Taz Tarry plays fiddle, and Martin Banks, banjo and auto harp. This is a 2022 release called A Most Particular Vintage. So the Bosun Higgs English Country Dance Band, the first track we'll hear is Horse and Jockey, Wigan Pier, P-E-E-R, and You May If You Please. First two were composed by members of the band. Horse and Jockey was composed by Taz Tarry. Keith Holloway composed Wigan Pier, and You May If You Please is a traditional tune. Horse and Jockey, it's named after a pub. The pub's now demolished, but Taz Tarry isn't. Keith Holloway wrote Wigan Pier for a clog step dance of that name. And You May If You Please is a traditional jig, which they figured might round the set off rather well. So, opening the account for Bosun Higgs English Country Dance Band, Horse and Jockey, Wigan Pier, and You May If You Please. Thank you. Bo'sun Higgs English Country Dance Band, and just to test you out, I announced the wrong track. Those two tunes were Horton House and Quigley's Reel, but I assure you, we will hear Horse and Jockey, Wig and Pier, and You May If You Please, in just a little while. Right, so, before we hear another one from the featured album, we're going to hear Chris Wood and Andy Cutting, two very fine English musicians, not with English country dance music, but a song called When First I Came to Caledonia.
When first I came to Caledonia, I got started in number 3, and I got lodging with Donald Norman. He had a daughter, could make the tea, and there was me. We're spiking eels in the month of April and starving slaves out on Skirtley. And I went down to Donald Norman's to buy my boots and a pound of tea, but Donald said till fish got plenty on Skirtley. So I took myself down to the big harbour, all on purpose for to see the spray. But despite a waiting from Bulldoggery over, one look from her took my breath. Do declare for when first I came to Caledonia, I got started in number 3, and I got lodging with Donald Norman. He had a daughter, could make good tea.
Chris Wood singing and Andy Cutting playing melodeon there on a song about a mine in Canada, not about Scotland. When first I came to Caledonia, they learned that song from the same recording that I heard it first. Tony Cuff sang it. Anyway, here's the track I meant to play from the featured album called A Most Particular Vintage. I was going to play it anyway. Here it is now. This is Horse and Jockey, Wigan Pier, and You May, If You Please.
Thank you.
English country dance music from Bo'sun Higgs, English country dance band. And I haven't quite worked out why they're called Bo'sun Higgs. I'll have to investigate further. The album is called A Most Particular Vintage, and it's released on the Wild Goose label, which is a very good English folk label. And a couple of tracks now from the fine Irish band Dervish, released some time ago, this album. It's called Playing With Fire. They were the wonderful Kathy Jordan providing most of the vocals, Ryan McDonough, mandola and mandolin, and guitar and singing, Shane Mitchell playing accordion, Shane McAleer fiddle, Liam Kelly flute and whistles, and Michael Holmes playing bouzouki and guitar. We'll hear a song, first of all, called Maori Moore, literally translated as Big Mary. The song tells the tale of a love affair between a large English-speaking woman and a small Irish-speaking man. The man tries various methods to win her heart, finally finds that good strong whiskey is the only means of transcending the language barrier. Then a set of tunes. Buckley's Fancy, a tune without a name, or at least not known name, and Finn's Reel. This is Dervish.
Jukato, Marjukato, Yalto, the Mashturins and Dakpo, the Dora Wahira War, it's the Wahira War, Jukato.
the band was called Dervish, and they played those reels very fast. Buckley's Fancy, Reel Gananum, name unknown, and Finn's Reel, possibly associated with Sligo fiddle player named Fred Finn. Playing with Fire is that album, and it's nice. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, community radio in the central west of New South Wales. Good to have you with me. I'm Bruce Cameron. Next track comes from Huey Jones. It's a solo album called Maritime Miscellany, but he used to be a member of a group called the Spinners in Liverpool many years ago, and the Spinners were particularly memorable for two reasons. One was very good harmonies, and secondly, because they were one of the very first multiracial folk groups in that part of the world. A chap by the name of Cliff Hall was with them at the Spinners. Anyway, that was then. This is more recent. This is a song written by the great Tom Russell on Huey Jones's album Maritime Miscellany. This is Isaac Lewis. You might have heard Tom Russell sing this. I know I've played it on the program in the past, but here's Huey Jones.
My name is Isaac Lewis. I'm an able-bodied hand aboard the Royal Charter, bound for Australia's strand. The seas that took 6 months to cross, we could do in two. So down the River Mersey, from Liverpool we drew. Sail on. Well, some of us were sailors, shipmates young and old, and some of us were pioneers, seeking for the gold. We had merchants, musicians, Christian soldiers of the cross. We stood in the stern and watched the wake, saw our futures in the froth. And every night I dreamed a dream as the wind sang in the sails. But I was in my father's house in Anglesey, North Wales. And I reached out to my father, said, I love you very much. Then the ship turned over and the dream was gone before we got to touch. Sail on. Well, we tied up in Botany Bay, the lads went on the town, and I fell in love with Emma Gray. She wore a silken gown. I swore that I'd return for her one more trip at sea. I had need to see my father, tell him what he meant to me. Sail on, sail on and on and on. My name is Isaac Lewis, this is my song. Well, I kissed the lips of Emma Gray and sailed for Liverpool, with parrots perching in the tops, the dolphins swam in schools. The trip, it was a pleasant one, till we sighted Wales. Then just one day from Liverpool, God, he sent the gale. Great God, I've seen some storms, me lad, hurricanes at sea. And oft times I've repented, all on my bended knee. But I never knew it'd blow so hard, we anchored her at last. But the anchors didn't hold, we had to cut the mast. Sail on. And the mining magnates clutched their gold, believing they'd be saved. But their greed destroyed them beneath the angry waves. All the women and the children too, lost to eternity. Well, man has tamed and shaped the land, he cannot change the sea. Sail on. Sail on and on and on. My name is Isaac Lewis, this is my song. We were fast upon the rocks, just 10 yards from the shore. I saw men standing on those rocks, maybe a score or more. And I swear I saw my father there, waving through the squall. And I yelled that I was coming home, no more I can recall. And every night I dreamed a dream as the wind sang in the sails. Dad, I was in my father's house in Anglesey, North Wales. Then I reached out to my father, said I love you very much. Then the ship turned over and the dream was gone before we got to touch. Sail on. Then the waves, they swept me overboard with the wreckage and the dross. And I drowned, whereas a boy I'd fished all on those very rocks. In 3 days' time I'd washed up on a golden sandy shore, just 100 yards from Wilfra and my father's open door. Sail on. Else you may say coincidence, such stories cannot be true. But I say tell your loved ones just what they mean to you. Or you may sail the seas of life pursuing all your schemes, and drown before you reach your goal, the object of your dreams. Sail on, sail on and on and on. My name is Isaac Lewis. This has been my song.
the voice of Julie Murphy singing with Fernhill, a group that was very impressive, I thought. Played their music a lot some years ago. The group also featured Andy Cutting, and we heard from Andy Cutting earlier in the program with Chris Wood. But there we heard March Glass and Stump, two tracks from the album Carnos by Fernhill. Carnos, I can tell you, means nightfield, which in Carmarthenshire means bed. Another one from the featured album. This is the Swiss Girl and Prince Albert's Jig. First one's traditional tune. They found it in the manuscript music book of Thomas Hardy, who was the father of the novelist of the same name, a musical family from the West Country. So Prince Albert's Jig, which follows, was written by Floss Hedford, and yet another tune named after a pub, the Prince Albert Inn in Stroud. Used to be home to an excellent weekly English music session and still welcomes live music of many different types. Well, good for them. Thank you.
This old town has had its day. All the people moved away, and the houses standing empty in the dry and dusty day. No one cares for this old town. Now the money's not around, and the railway lines are rusty, and the station's fallen down.
There's a light down the line. Let it shine, shine, let it shine. There's a camp down the way. All the fettlers will be coming home today.
When the railway opened here, all the gutters flowed with beer, and the people stood beside the line to watch and wave and cheer. All the speeches that were made, when the bosses smiled and said, the good times are just beginning, follow us and you'll go ahead.
There's a light down the line. Let it shine, shine, let it shine. There's a camp down the way. All the fettlers will be coming home today.
Well, they built the street so wide, it would be a thing of pride to walk across it drunk or throw a stone to the other side. And the buildings grew so tall, you would tremble at their fall. But they just dried out, you'd never know there was anyone there at all.
There's a light down the line. Let it shine, shine, let it shine. There's a camp down the way. All the fettlers will be coming home today.
I can hear the tall man say to the children at their play, you'd better go home early and you'd better stay away. Stay away from the line, can't you hear the railway humming? The grass has grown too tall and the poison train is coming.
There's a light down the line. Let it shine, shine, let it shine. There's a camp down the way. All the fettlers will be coming home today.
You feel sorry for the grass, all it did was grow too fast. All the weapons raised against it, it was never made to last. And the man and his offsider are all dressed in black as the poison train goes through the town and blisters all the track. Well, it never lasted long, half the town was packed and gone, and everybody seemed afraid to be left there alone. All the people stayed away, and there was no celebration. Nobody made a speech the day they closed the railway station.
There's a light down the line. Let it shine, shine, let it shine. There's a camp down the way. All the fettlers will be coming home today. There's a light down the line. Let it shine, shine, let it shine. There's a camp down the way. All the fettlers will be coming home today.
Fagans, of course, Fagan family from various parts of the world. Several of them live in the Blue Mountains of New South Wales, and James lives in England. That was The Poison Train, a song from a very underrated songwriter, Mike O'Rourke, Australian. I think he was from Queensland originally, but when I first met him, he was living in Melbourne. Gone now, sadly, but he left some fine compositions behind, including that one. A song about, well, a subject not generally written about, I suppose, in detail. Certainly there are songs written about closing railway lines, but that one quite specific to what happens as a result of the line being closed. Grass grows between the tracks and then finally a train turns up, but it poisons the grass and everybody moved away. There you go. Two tracks now from The House Band, one of the best bands that were going around at the time. Jed Foley, Chris Parkinson, John Skelton and Roger Wilson. We'll hear a song written by Steve Tilston, The Slip Jigs and Reels. Then a track called Grimstock.
Grandfather's coat sewn into the lining, a 10-shilling note. Goodbye to the family, goodbye to the shore. To light his good fortune, you'll see me no more. A boat on the ocean tossed like a cork. Then one fine morning they sighted New York. And he stood on the gangplank and breathed in the air. Hello, land of plenty, I've come for me share. And he did like the ladies, the rise and the fall, their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. He took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. There's talk of a pistol, some say a knife. All are agreed there was somebody's wife. Some kind of commotion, a terrible fight. He left a man dead and ran into the night. A train to St. Louis, one jump ahead. He slept one eye open, a six-gun in bed. And he dreamed of the mountains, the green fields of home, while crossing the plains where the buffalo roam. And he did like the ladies, the rise and the fall, their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and rolling the dice, spinning the wheel. He took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. A bad reputation's a hard thing to bear. Mothers pour scorn and young children they stare. But he found consolation in flash company. Life's not so bad with a girl on your knee. Well, they called him the kid by 21. All that he knew was the power of his gun. And by 23 he'd shot five men down. Forgotten his way as he rambled around. And he did like the ladies, the rise and the fall, their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. He took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. Desert and buzzards that fly in the highest of circles just wishing he'd die. But in matters of cruelty it must be said, the landlord will pick your bones before you're dead. It was wild mescaleros, I heard people say, in the deadliest ambush near old Santa Fe, when a young buck was taken, dressed in a coat, sewn into the lining a 10-shilling note. And he did like the ladies, the rise and the fall, their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. He took most delight in the subjects. He did like the ladies, the rise and the fall, their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. He took most delight in the subjects and me.
It's a sweet waltz, isn't it? It's called Grimstock, not a very sweet name, but Sweet Waltz, comes from the John Playford's English Dancing Master, first edition, published in 1651. We heard Jed Foley playing small pipes on that, Chris Parkinson playing melodeon, and John Skelton playing flute, and Roger Wilson playing a bit of guitar. And before that, The Slip Jigs and Reels, a song written by Steve Tilston and interpreted very nicely there by Jed Foley and the lads from the house band. You're listening to Come All Ye. Next track comes from Ernie Hawkins. Ernie Hawkins and a fascinating album, or the title I find fascinating anyway. It's called Mean Little Poodle. This is The Soul of a Man.
Thank you. quelques mots, je t'aimais dans tout le pays. Au pas janvier, donne-moi Pauline. Tu vas me faire mourir si tu me la donnes pas. Parce que moi je l'aime trop, je l'aime trop. Ma chère petite Pauline, que moi j'aime autant.
Janvier, a group called Balfa Toujours, who toured out here quite a long time ago. Balfa, familiar surname in Louisiana. In that band is Christine Balfa. And I think she was the daughter or granddaughter of Dewey Balfa, who's one of the leading lights in Cajun music years gone by. So Christine Balfa, Dirk Powell, he's also a well-known musician, and Kevin Wimmer playing fiddle. Dirk Powell plays accordion, fiddle, guitar, banjo, and sings. Kevin Wimmer played fiddle and sang, and Christine Balfa, we didn't hear much of her vocals on that, but she also plays guitar, triangle, washboard, and banjo ukulele. So, Pas Janvier, a haunting waltz. The singer loved the young lady too much, did him no good at all. Pauline, ma chère petite Pauline, que moi j'aime autant. Another one now from the featured album, which is called A Most Particular Vintage by the English country dance band Bo'sun Higgs. It's on the Wild Goose label. We're going to hear two tunes. One's called Clee Hill, which is a well-known traditional tune originally collected from someone who lived in the village of Clee Hill in Shropshire. The second tune is from Bavaria, not a usual source of English country dance music, but I think you'll recognise the melody if you've got any familiarity at all with that sort of stuff. It comes from, or it's based on, Die Fischerin vom Bodensee, which is the fisherwoman from Bodensee, or Lake Constance. See what you think.
Thank you.
from the featured album. That was Trip to Bavaria, based on the song Die Fischerin vom Bodensee by Franz Winkler, if you're keeping score at home. And before that, tune collected in Shropshire called Clee Hill, with more than a passing resemblance to an Australian collected tune, which answers to the name of the Moonan Flat Polka, or at least half of it was. Half the tune was pretty much the same. But it's a small world. Uh-oh, he's back. Here's a song about that man. This is Ian Robb and James Stevens from an album called Declining with Thanks, God and the Orange Clown.
When your forests turn to ash, when your fields all turn to dust, when your islands are awash, how will you choose, who will you trust? And when the mudslides hurtle down, who will you turn to for recourse? When your greens all fade to brown, who will you blame? Curse, and will you go to church to pray, leaving your children to a tongue? This world you've left in disarray is not God's work, it is your own. When tornadoes wreck your town, when the tempest scours your coast, will you still heed the orange clown? Will you still cheer his every boast? And when it's time to make your choice, whose truth, whose lies will you believe? Will you ignore the praying voice? Will you refuse to be deceived? Or will you go to church to pray, leaving your children to atone? This world you've left in disarray is not God's work, it is your own. So good Christians, all awake, fight the tide or surely drown. For your blessed children's sake, drive away the orange clown. For when at last the seas run dry, and when rocks melt in the sun, and when you can no more deny, then you'll see what you have done. Then will you go to church to pray, leaving your children to atone? This world you've left in disarray is not God's work, it is your own. Then will you go to church to pray, children to atone? This world you've left in disarray is not God's work, it is your own. It's not God's work, it is your own.
Yes, God and the Orange Clown. Well, I imagine you're familiar with the concept of God. The Orange Clown we were familiar with for quite a while, and it looks like he's trying to make a comeback if the courts in New York don't stop him. Ian Robb and James Stevens, despite the accents, they're Canadians. Or Ian Robb's accent, anyway. wonderful album, Declining with Thanks. It was the featured album on the program a while ago. Time for one more. Now, we heard songs that sound like other songs, tunes that sound like other tunes. Well, I'm sure you'll recognise the melody to this one. This is a Melbourne group from the 1970s called Paradiddle, and the original of a song most Australians know.
And working at the pumps, there is the larboard watch and longing for their bunks. Looking out the window, they can see a mighty foe, and they're wishing that the second mate would strike. Strike the bell,
strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at your glass, you can see that it is fell. Oh, we wish that you would hurry up and strike. Strike the bell.
At the wheel, for Anderson he stands, grasping at the spokes with his knobbit hands. Looking at the compass, well, the course is clear as hell, and he's wishing that the second mate would strike. Strike the bell,
strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at your glass, you can see that it's well. Oh, we wish that you would hurry up and strike. Strike the bell.
On the box, head and keeping sharp lookout. There is Johnny standing, and he's waiting for to shout. All lights burning bright, sir, and everything is well. But he's wishing that the second mate would strike the bloody bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, and let us go below. Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at your glass, you can see that it's well. Oh, we wish that you would hurry up and strike. Strike the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, or strike the bell, watchman. Answers to several names. Certainly came well before Click Go the Shears. And we heard the Melbourne band Paradiddle from the 1970s give us that one from an album called Wait Till the Word Gets Around. Well, that's about it from me, folks. Thank you for your company, as always, and I hope you've enjoyed hearing some English country dance music from Bosun Higgs English Country Dance Band. The album, A Most Particular Vintage. On the Wild Goose label, musicians in the band, without giving too much detail again, Taz Tarry, Carly Rose, Keith Holloway, Neil Gledhill and Martin Banks. It's a 2022 album, and it's rather good. Might be a bit much to listen to a complete album of English country dance music, but I don't think so. I think it works out all right. It's gaining popularity, then. English country dance music. It's not all Irish and Scottish jigs and reels and things. Not that it ever was, but they seem to hang on more vigorously than the English versions. But there you go. So thank you, and we'll do it all again next week. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.